The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
Brand new music premiering now on Radio Memphis.
That's right, brand spanking new music right here at Radio Memphis around the world. It is from country rock artist Jessica Hannon.
Well, it's Friday night, 5 o'clock, been working all week. Now it's time to stop, meet up for drinks at our local bar, then hit the town like a bunch of rock stars. He said he'd call, but my phone ain't ringing. Had it up to here with men, so I'm thinking, break out 6-inch heels for a change, let loose, have a few, we're gonna take some names. It's time for girls' night, dressed in our best gown. Turn every head, walking through the door, shaking our asses on the dance floor. Getting all boys, getting all crazy, and our high heels acting like ladies. Can I get an amen and another drink? Lord knows it's been a long, hard week. Leave our problems at the hills. Yeah, it's time, all this time for girls' night. No drama, kids or boys alike, we are the party. We bring the prep, going big cause we want the hope till the bar closes or until dawn. It's time for girls' night, dressed in our best gown. Turn every head, walking through the door, shaking our asses on the dance floor. Getting all boys, getting all crazy, and our high heels acting like ladies. Can I get an amen and another drink? Lord knows it's been a long, hard week. Leave our problems at the hills. Yeah, it's time, all this time for girls' night.
That's Jessica Hannon for you right here on Radio Memphis. You're tuned in to Radio Memphis around the world with me, D. Girls Night Out. How about that? And I'm going to tell you what, for all of you ladies who you just simply need to have that girls' night out, she promises that that is your anthem. And we couldn't agree more right here on Radio Memphis. In fact, we not only can we not agree more, we decided that we needed to catch up with Miss Jessica Hannon for a live phone interview. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Good. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Fantastic song, sister. Love it.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. I sat there and I was like, all right, let's see what this little firecracker's got going on. And as soon as it started playing, it was like, oh, she means business. Yes, good stuff. I do want to...
There's a motive behind that. You know, I had a lot of people when that song was released ask me, you know, this is like an anthem for women out there that have ever, you know, had somebody stand them up and whatnot. And I'm like, hell yeah, it is. I've been there.
And I'm so glad you said that because I really was kind of listening to him going, oh, I get this. Yeah, this is a, I got this. I just don't worry about me. I'm good. Yes.
Right. We always got our girls, you know.
We've always got our girls. That's fantastic. And those of you who are tuned in, you know, I am talking to the lovely Miss Jessica Hannon. And I tell you know, coming out of Ohio of all places, you know, to come in with that country rock sound, sister, where have you been this whole time? What have you been doing this whole time? And just so you know, I got a few people that are all lined up in the chat room, you know, that are all excited that you're on, and they've been waiting for you, so they're screaming and saying hey and all this good stuff too.
Hello.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. Where have you been? What have you been doing? I mean, my goodness, like I said, I got this stuff and it came in and I was like, well, this is kind of cool. What's going on with her?
I started singing when I was 12 years old, and so this year I actually just celebrated my 30th birthday.
Good for you.
But I've just the last 4 or 5 years I've been taking this to, you know, what I would say a professional level.
Okay.
And, you know, really driving this into the ground, and this was my first Nashville EP that I've released. So it's definitely got that country rock edge. You know, this is my first go at it. I know, okay. I'm sure I'm going to have plenty more releases in the future. But, you know, I started switching up. I was like country, it was country rock, but I mean, these songs were as rock as I've been. And I really love that edge. And,
yes,
you know, I really like the energy that it brings. And I don't know if any of you have seen the music video to this song, but it was released and we just hit 60,000 views on it. And,
good for you.
You know, the rock edge, you know, in the video as well, you can tell the energy. And I just really like this sound, and I really like where it's going. And, you know, we're pretty excited about the release and about the song. So
that is fantastic. You know, it's funny, you know, Jessica, so you tell me that, you know, I guess ultimately you've always had fun, you know, singing and stuff, but you've only recently, is from what I'm understanding what you're saying, is you've only recently gotten serious about it. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. The last 4 or 5 years, you know, I've really gotten serious and, you know, really put my game face on to try and really take this and see, you know, where I can go with it. I mean, break into the country music industry, it's a hard thing to do. I mean, there's not a lot of females in the industry right now. There's, you know, 2 to 3 times more males than there is female, and that's just the demographic, you know, that's
always
there. But so it was one of those songs where I'm like, you know, this triggers that demographic that females, you know, like, and, you know, and I feel like, like I said, every girl can relate, and so we went with it.
Wow. Okay. And so, just out of curiosity, you know, call this a vibe. Somebody who encouraged you, who pushed you to go to the other side, who pushed you to go further. Somebody just call it a spidey sense.
Yeah, my mom, actually.
Good
my mother.
For her. Good. That's awesome. Thank you, mom, for making her do this. Thank you. So, what did your mom tell you?
Well, you know, my mom and dad believed in me. You know, they started my career off when I was 12. I started playing with the live band, and, you know, it was a dream when I was a kid, but then I kind of went through that stage that girls go through and found a boyfriend and thought that was cooler than, you know, music, so I gave it
right
up for a minute.
Right.
I actually went to nursing school, so I actually work as a nurse by day, and then I do my music at night.
Oh, good for you. Okay.
And so the last 5 years ago, my mom had she suffered a stroke, a massive stroke, and they were, the odds were really against her that she wasn't going to survive. And she had the stroke at my show. I was on stage when it happened, and, she survived and she fought for her life. And, you know, during her recovery, you know, she made it very clear that she wanted me to fight for my dreams. And so here I am, that's what I'm doing. And I'm not going to stop, because she's now walking and talking, and she's made a pretty full, about 75% to 80% recovery, and we were told a 10%. So,
so that
she's definitely instilled that fight in me. I remember those words every day. Whenever I want to give up, I tell myself I can't. My mama's waiting. So
you are. Thank you, honey. Jessica, thank you for sharing that. That's a fantastic moment. That's a crazy cool moment. So, coming from Ohio. All right, you've got the country rock thing, and I do appreciate the rock edge that you're bringing to it. Okay, and just so you know, and you're right on the money with that. It's a thing. Like every country artist, though, they always they know they've got to come to Nashville. You know, and was that always a thing with you too?
It is, and it isn't. Like I know there is going to be a time in the future that I am going to have to relocate. Or make, you know, numerous trips, and I'm prepared for that. I've got some people that I work with down there that have kind of helped me along the lines of, you know, broadening my circle where I'm from and starting to reach to the outskirts, and then, you know, making yourself known in the state of Tennessee, you know, in Nashville, without physically living there first. And so then when you do move down, it's a little bit of an easier transition, because there's just a sea of musicians, you know, doing doing what I'm doing, and it's a hard industry. It's such a hard industry. So, you know, the angle that I'm, you know, that I'm taking, I guess the approach that I'm taking is I'm going to try and go as far with it as I can from my home state. And, you know, when the time is right and the network is there, and, you know, I feel like God will tell me, you know, I mean, I feel like it'll be pretty bright and bold that it's time, and you know, when that's there, I'm ready to go.
So. Absolutely, and that's where you should look at it. So ultimately, too, I mean, everything that you've done up until this point, you've done on your own. You know, when you're talking about getting your stuff together, getting your EP together, you know, getting your band together, getting the promotions together, doing the, you know, the social media. I mean, you know, this is all you.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have a manager. I don't have a talent agency. I don't have anybody, you know, just me. me and my wonderful husband. Actually, my drummer in our band is my husband. So
okay.
he is my my rock, and he's right here with me. I mean, he does so much of the marketing and the PR and the you know, and the flyers and, you know, booking and things like that. I mean, this year, 2017, our tour, we've booked 60 shows this year, and it's pretty rewarding because we've booked every single one of them ourselves. And
how
it's a
cool.
It's a rewarding thing, but, you know, I'm getting to that point where it's starting to get big enough that I am looking, you know, to outsource and, you know, get a manager on board and, you know, maybe even get an agency behind me to take this to the next level, because ultimately that's what I'm going to have to do to get to that next plateau, you know?
Absolutely. Well, you know, you have to admit, and for those of you that have tuned in, you know, I'm talking to Jessica Hannon, you know, country rock star out of Ohio. We're going to just call you that, because as soon as we start calling you that, that's what you'll become.
And
that's that's my thing. You know, I like to put that in there. If I put it out there, it comes true.
That's right.
There's something to be said, though. If you had not done all of those things for yourself, and you had not done the booking, and you had not done the, you know, all of the, you know, the tour stuff, and you had not done all of the, you know, the promotions and everything, or your husband had, you know, in the background, you know, wouldn't you agree that if you were to, you know, when you finally would get to that certain point and you needed to turn it over, that you're okay because you know what your world looks like, you know what it sounds like, you know what it needs to be, so that you know what to tell somebody, what to do with it, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, but, you know, I was raised to work hard for everything you've got. And, you know, it's something that I know someday, I pray if I get there, that I can turn around and look back and I remember what my knees are for. I remember, you know, scrapping my way to make things happen. And it's a hard, hard industry, especially for a female.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's definitely made this whole journey and this whole process worth it, because it is your hard work, and you know it's something that I'm never going to forget, and it'll make it all the more sweeter if and when it ever happens that you know that I get a record deal or I get a single, maybe even in the top 50. You know, I mean, I'm being realistic with it. If nothing happens, this journey has been a hell of a ride, and it has been a fun time. We've made a lot of connections, and we've gained thousands of fans, and that is just it's priceless memories and moments that, you know, I'm going to take to my grave with me.
See, that's the beautiful thing, and I'm glad that you said it, you know, in the manner that you did. You know what I mean? Because it's very important that you at least, you know, see the end goal and end sight, you know, as far as that you've got to experience everything along the way, otherwise you're going to miss out. Now you mentioned, okay, you know, of course, you know, whether it be, you know, a record deal, whether it be, you know, this, whether it be that, you know, do you guys sit down and do you map out like a goal, like this is what I want to do? Is there a specific goal in sight that you know you want to do with your band? Is it a record deal, or is it, you know, this, or is it play a certain venue, or you know, what would be the next logical step for you?
The overall objective is to get, obviously, a major label to sign me, but obviously I know there's going to be steps along the way that takes me to that moment. And, you know, the next step for us, you know, we just released our music video to this song, and we're still running the campaigns and got marketing companies and PR companies hitting this hot and, you know, getting it out. And after this, we're going to be back in the studio this winter, coming out with another CD.
Okay.
And next year I'll be shooting another music video. I'm keeping the ball rolling. And meanwhile, I'm going to pitch myself to some indie labels, in Nashville, and see if I could get a little bit of a backing behind me, even with an indie label, just to help the next release. And they can kind of help me, in areas this, you know, that I didn't get to this time, you know, or whatever, keep the momentum going, and, you know, open new doors and new avenues, and have them even pitch me to majors. So, you know, it's a process, but the overall objective, you know, is to get signed with a major label and definitely have a song in the top 20.
There it is. And that's awesome, you know, and it's so funny when you say it like that, because when you speak it, you're almost like, can this happen?
Right.
You know, it does get you all those little butterflies in your stomach, and you know, you kind of start there and you really kind of think about it. One of the things too, poignantly, when you're talking about, you know, as far as reaching out, even going to indies, you know, and things like that, you know, you do understand and that the assistance that, you know, these other groups and these other organizations, you know, as far as what it is that they're ultimately supposed to be doing for you. And so when you say, when you look to them, you know, what is it that you're wanting to get out of those groups, those labels, those indies, those majors and stuff? What I mean, other than obviously distribution and obviously, you know, promotion and everybody knowing who you are, I mean, there's got to be other things that, you know, that they're going to fill in the slots for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of connections in this industry, and they have a lot of alleys and avenues that you know, being unsigned, I'm kind of shut off to, you know. I mean, unfortunately, like, I mean, there's even, you know, not having an agency or a management behind me, be myself, there's even, you know, openers, like if I try to open for artists, I've had opening acts, you know, but sometimes I get told no because I don't have an agency behind me pushing me, and they won't place me on a tour with, like, let's say Carrie Underwood or you know, Miranda Lambert or something, because I don't have, you know, an indie label. So, you know, having that is going to help me in a lot of different areas, because then I will be more marketable to maybe jump on a tour, and that's only exposure, and that's people hearing my music. And you know, and I know not everybody's going to like the country rock vibe. I get it, you know, and I don't like some of the country pop that's out there right now.
It's just,
you know, whoever likes my music, you know, great. And if you can relate and it can make you feel something, and it can, you know, yeah, make you feel something that you experience. And I feel like that's what music's about, you know?
I agree. I will tell you, you know, just out of, again, I don't know what it is. There's something really cool about you, man. And I get these whole, like, maybe it's premonitions or something like that. I'm not sure. I would probably, if, you know, being in the position, because you're in a very cool spot, you know what I mean? And you guys have done a fantastic job as far as with what you put out, with promotions, you know, and with everything else that you've done, and awareness, you know, you got a ton of fans, you know, everybody's kind of really, really, you know, in your corner. You know, it would be probably really smooth on your part, you know, to find that manager first, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that manager will do that negotiating for all the other stuff, you know, first.
Right.
You know, and just kind of, you know, just, I see it, you know, I see it for you. I do. I see it for you. And I am so proud for all of you guys, you know.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're very welcome, you know, because it's so cool because of what we do. You know, obviously we play a bunch of unsigned. We play indies, you know, as well, you know, and we've got some major indies and stuff, you know, that we deal with. And even people that were majors at one point in time that have gone, you know, gone on the indie route, something to kind of pay attention to. Remember that statement I just made to you, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
You know, and it's funny because, you know, listening to the story and listening to just the short version of everything that you've done, it's like, okay, there's the spirit again. There's a spirit that we're looking for. You know, there's the spirit of what everybody needs to understand what it's going to take in order to make it. It's not an overnight process.
No, not at all.
I love the way you went, like, no. No,
not at all. It's not an overnight process, that is for sure.
Well, good deal. Well, I tell you what, do you have any shows or anything coming up?
Yeah. So my next show is going to be September 2nd. I'm at a private, that's like a Riverbend campground. It's like a private event, but I think it's open to the public. And then the next day, September 3rd, I'm at a Speedway.
Oh,
so
wow.
Wayne County Speedway. And then, let's see, Old 30 Barbecue is September 7th. And September 9th, okay. I am at the Galaxy in Wadsworth, Ohio. So I have a ton of shows for September. I think I have 10 shows this month for September. So check out jessicahannon.com.
Perfect.
Go to the tour section, and a full listing of all of our shows will be there, and location, and how to get there. So
that is perfect. Well, I'll tell you what, get with your people, get with, you know, everybody. They sent me one song from you, and I was like, oh my God. And after I heard the one song, I was like, that's all I got. I was like, that got one song. But you know what? I'm gonna play it again because you got people in the chat room that were all happy as hell to hear from you and stuff. And so I'm gonna play it because I can do that here. I'm gonna play that again. You know, you guys get us some more of your music, and you know, we'll definitely, you know, definitely be spinning it here on Radio Memphis and let everybody know
awesome.
What you got
thank
going
on. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You have anything cool happen, you have anything come up, anything that you know that you want to kind of talk about, you let me know. You know, that's what we're here for. And we'll be able to catch up with you on a lot of things as well, okay?
Awesome. You guys rock. This is so cool. I appreciate your time and
not a problem.
The wonderful interview. And to all of you listeners out there, just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for supporting my music, not just my music, but everybody's music, and definitely supporting this amazing station. So I just want to say thank you to everybody.
Not a problem, baby. Thank you so much. Well, I'll tell you what, with that being said, it seems like that we're going to have another girls' night out because I'm going to have to rock it right now.
Yeah, there we go. Heck yeah. Make sure I'm invited, right?
Absolutely. You are invited. You guys, listen, you have a fantastic afternoon, baby girl. You call me if you need me, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.